Happy Monday to all of my followers. I decided to take a break yesterday. As many of you may know, I normally do a recording Sunday evenings, but I decided to take a break because it was Super Bowl Sunday. Now, whether or not you watch the Super Bowl for the sake of each team, or whether or not you watch the Super Bowl because it is the tradition to do, wherever you may stand, just know that the Super Bowl was definitely an interesting one this year. That being said, I want to get into my topic. So the topic that I want to talk about is, what is your favorite day of the week and why? So I was just looking and I did a random Google search as to what is everyone's favorite day of the week. And if you were guessing that Friday was everyone's favorite day of the week, then you guessed correctly. Now, why do you think Friday is everyone's favorite day of the week? Well, traditionally, if you work a Monday through Friday schedule, or if you go to school Monday to Friday, then Friday means the end of your work week. Now, in retrospect, not everyone has that schedule. There are people that work on weekends and they are off Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday, or some other day during the week. So whatever your Friday may be, it is definitely understood that after a long work week, your Friday is well deserved. Now, if you may be wondering, well, Indiana, what is your favorite day of the week? I will have to say this. It has changed over the years. Friday was always my favorite day of the week. It was my favorite day of the week pretty much because of the reasons I listed. It was the end of a school week. It was the end of a work week. And now I have 2 days off. The excitement, the enjoyment of doing, in theory, nothing. But if you are a person like myself, then you know that even though you are off from work or school, you still have to get things done, whether it be running errands or going on different appointments, or a person like myself likes to get their nails done, their feet done, their hair done. Likes to do the food shopping, likes to enjoy time with my family, and also on Sundays is my holy day. So that is the day where I go to church, and that is the day where I devote it to my God. Whatever belief you have, it is respected. But for me, Sundays are my holy day, and that's where I worship God. So, in theory, when you think about the weekend, it may sound like, okay, I have 3 days off. But Friday, more than half of it is taken by work or school or whatever activities you have to do that day. So maybe a question may be, well, Indiana, what is your favorite day of the week this time around or currently? And I will honestly say that Monday is my favorite day of the week. I know. Some of you may think, Monday of all days of the week? Yes. Monday is my favorite day of the week now. I love Mondays because Mondays remind me of a brand new page. A brand new page, a brand new week, a brand new opportunity, and a brand new start. Monday, for me, determines what I'm going to get done in the week. I like to plan out my week. I like to organize what do I have to do day to day. I like to actually write to-do list. And this is something that I haven't initiated yet, but I actually want to buy a planner or incorporate some type of planning organization where I can map out my week and write it out. I am one of those people that need to write things down to A, remember, B, visualize, and C, set my things in order and be organized. So Monday is the day that I tend to reflect on what day of the week do I have to do something specifically for my job, or B, what kind of food am I going to cook, or C, if I have to go anywhere or do anything after work. And sometimes I say to myself, well, it's a lot of responsibility to leave for one day. And maybe you're right, it is. But for the past few years, I've noticed that Monday actually works for me. My mentality for Monday is, okay, I am going to write my goals. I am going to write what I need to do. And I can get it done. I enjoy Mondays because the world, or society as it may seem, is still tired from the weekend. It's still tired from maybe not sleeping early enough, or maybe they had a long weekend, as some people may have experienced. But for me, I get excited because it is a new day, a new start, and a new opportunity to improve. If I didn't get things done last week, then I can start this week. If I didn't incorporate a new tool or a new skill that I want to start, then I can do it the next week. And my job entails talking to people most of the day. And what I like is that when I speak to clients on Mondays, some of them may be tired, but some of them are actually have the same mindset as I do. They're looking forward to the day, to the week. They have to get different things done, and they are just enamored by the fact that I didn't get it done last week, so I can get it done this week. So as you're listening to this podcast this week, I want you to remember that whatever your favorite day of the week is, embrace it, enjoy it, and don't forget to have fun. If your favorite day is Friday, like most people, remember to enjoy it, embrace it, and to have fun. One thing that I believe is very important to schedule in the week is rest. If you find yourself getting overwhelmed, feeling exhausted, or feeling like there's so many things you have to do, one thing that works for me is taking a step back and looking at my schedule and seeing what can be pushed for the following day. There are 24 hours in a day, and at least 8 hours need to be of rest. Now, that sounds unrealistic for many of us, including myself. There are days that I sleep 5 hours and there are days that I sleep 6 hours. But on average, I sleep between 6 and 7 hours. The week is scheduled the way you want it. And I believe that if you take the initiative to write your schedule out, to write down what you have to do during the week, then it doesn't matter what day it is, you can get everything done, whether it be on your favorite day or whether it be the day following. This is my podcast. My name is Indiana, and I hope you have a wonderful and productive week. Bye, guys.